11 verse 15.
11 and 16.
Yeah, 11 and 15. We talked about Beelzebub being the fly, but I wonder, it was a pun, I mean, it was an insult, the Lord of flies, that's all you're Lord of, making fun of their gods. It's Baal is the god, and Zebub is the fly, so it doesn't mean god of the flies in terms of it's that's stupid. It means he is, as powerless as would be a god of the flies before God. All right, so let's look at a couple of those just so you have it in your mind. Just one. 2 Kings. Second Kings chapter 1. Then Moab, in verse 1, then Moab rebelled against Israel after the death of Ahab. And as Ahaziah fell down through a lattice in his upper chamber and was in Samaria and was sick, and he went and sent messengers and sent them, go inquire of Beelzebub, the god of Ekron, whether I shall recover this illness. And so, if you remember, Ahab was a contemporary with Jezebel, and then his follower, I can't even pronounce that, Ahaziah, was the next in line. So, and he got sick, and so rather than pray to God, he thought maybe the Ekron gods would help him. So
he prays to Beelzebub.
Pray. So that's what it said.
That's what it said.
And then, well, that's the next verse is fulfills it. The angel of the Lord said to Elijah the Tishbite, arise and go up to meet the messenger of the king of Samaria and say unto them, is it not because there's not a god in Israel that you go to inquire of Beelzebub, the god of Ekron? Now therefore thus saith the Lord, thou shalt not come down from that bed at which thou art gone up, but shall surely die. And Elijah departed. The point of it is, it's always justifying the reason you do stuff, the reason I take medicine, you have to confess it's because there's no faith. Without whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Does that make sense to anybody? No. But I promise you, if you continue in something that you know is sin, and then you justify it.
Taking medicine is a lack of faith.
You better believe it.
The assumption is that if you have faith, you don't need it.
No. It's to show the reason we are in this position. Is so that it's always to show us in weakness. If we, my God, people are going to take medicine. There's no problem. I'm not saying that, but I'm saying that if you do, it's because of lack of faith.
Is that one of the tenets of Christian Science?
No, it's tenets of, I don't care what it's a tenets of. I'm not taking this as doctrine. It's a practical issue. Does that communicate?
It's very strict.
It's not strict. Listen, the issue isn't for you to be able to do it. The issue is for you to be able to see that it's no faith, and you put that back on God. You're not an isolated entity. We are expected to live in faith. whatsoever's not of faith is sin. If there's an issue that we go to the world for, then we have to say, Father, forgive me. I don't know what else to do. Otherwise, you justify it. Isn't that kind of simple?
No, it's not. To me, it's not making any sense at all. I mean, if you're a diabetic, you have to take...
Just listen, Faith. I'm not asking somebody not to take it. I'm telling you that if you do take it, confess that it's no faith. Whatever is taking medicine, faith?
I don't see why it wouldn't be.
Well, neither does, of course not. The mind can't comprehend this. You always have to stand in weakness before God. To me, the only way that this was cemented in me with everything is that, you know, that time when I was lying on the floor, incontinent, vomiting all over because of the severity of the pain, and that I had to say, and it didn't come from me, I promise you. The voice came, and I said, Father, forgive me for wanting to be delivered from pain. Now that, for me, cemented this issue. Before, it was sort of, it's not a to-do. It's a confession.
Can you not take medicine in faith? Because whatever is not of faith is sin. If your heart doesn't condemn you, then why is there this restriction put on it? It's messing with faith the way it sounds. Putting it up.
Well, actually, it's the whole concept we're talking about here. It's not just medicine. That's an easy one to pick on. But I've also heard Lily say that you have to confess being afraid of a snake, as an example. Or
you confess you're living by cause and effect.
I can get down to eating food.
No, well, there's nothing prohibited. The body is, that's a natural function.
Well, there's nothing prohibited about medicine in the scriptures that I'm aware of.
Okay, good. Where this is not going anywhere.
You're stretching this out.
You understand, the act of discussing it is justification. Can that make sense to you?
The act of talking about something is a sin?
Well, it's talking about it by having a position. But I'm only trying to get to what total faith is. That's what I mean. When there's total emptiness, that's what faith is. That's what repentance is. That's what everything is. When you stand empty before God, trusting in faith, the faith of Jesus alone for your life. I don't care whether you take medicine or go to psychiatrist or go to doctor. None of that. That has nothing to do with it. I don't even care if you use cause and effect, which is the Babylonian garment, in your work. But I care if you justify it. I care that you understand the fullness of what emptiness and repentance means. This isn't a to-do. It's a what is. That's right.
And so taking medicine was...
I had taken every kind of medicine in the world. I was giving myself shots of morphine and Demerol every 6 hours. Nothing touched the pain. But I believe that happened to me so I could understand what this is, what faith truly is, and when we're not in faith, we don't try to justify it. Just put yourself in that lobe or seat before God. If your mind was to play jokes with it, I don't care. That's not, I don't, I don't really give a holy rat's ass what anybody's mind says, including mine. I care that at least I have preached to you the fullness of the meaning of the cross. Is it touching anybody?
I can see Jesus at in Gethsemane when he said he struggled with.
Of course, he was, take this from me.
Yeah, and then once he crossed over and said, okay, nevertheless, not my will, but thine.
Thine, amen. That's
he endured the pain, he endured the suffering, the shame, the whole thing.
All I'm saying to you, look. I'm not trying to get us to you to do that. I'm trying to get you to understand the totality of what the cross means. It means you don't have a life. It's him. All him. Now, in our weakness, we do a lot of stupid things. But if we justify the stupid things, well, because that's what everybody else does, or whatever, then you've missed the point of it. You've tried to make it a to-do instead of positional. Does that, please, I hope and pray you understand this. I'm not telling you not to take medicine, that's stupid. You have to, Father, I don't know what else to do. Then it's off, everything is on him. Can everybody at least have that come to a little bit of understanding?
After discussing it.
At least an agreement that maybe this might be right, and ask God if it isn't to show you. You remember the only time the people of Berea were ever, and the only people in the Bible that I know of that were commended, is because they searched the scriptures daily to see whether these things be true. What things? The things that Paul was preaching about the cross of Christ. And it goes deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. And you can, I don't care what you do with it. That's your business, not mine. I have fulfilled my role as I see and speak the things that I see. What you do with it is your business. You've never heard me say I should do in the world except your parents.
I just told you what I heard.
All right.
And that's the way it sounded. That there was a, if you're really a believer, then this is what you will do.
No, it doesn't say that, if I really do. I said if you're really in faith, whatsoever is not of faith is sin.
Yeah.
I never said anything about if you're really a believer. That's how it came across to your mind.
Yeah, so it had to be worked through. I understand what you're saying. I can see it. I don't have a problem with it. Not without some.
That's fine.
Problem.
That's fine. That's what this is for.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, we see it's all about Beelzebub. That's what this is about, remember? Okay, now let's go back to Luke 15. I mean, Luke 11, verse 15.
There's gotta be some confusion when you start off with the name Beelzebub. What is it? It's name off from.
Because of them, he casteth. But some of them said he casts out devils through Beelzebub, the chief of the devils. And others, tempting him, sought of him a sign from heaven. Now this is where we're going to spend some time. Let's first go to Genesis 1. Verse 14. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and for years. Now, the word for signs in Hebrew, I forgot the word, but it's the same kind of word in Greek. The sign is semion, and it means the sign is to point you in a direction of a thing to do or where something is. That's what it's the purpose of a sign is. The Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. That's what 1 Corinthians says, and we'll get there in a little bit. Now and this is critical, the reason he didn't say, and the Russians do this, and the blah, 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 because the Jews and the Greeks were the two types, of the Gentiles and the ones that were after wisdom or after something that makes sense. Jews require a sign, Greeks seek after wisdom. Now, both of these are important that we study, because a sign from a Jew meant, and a sign from us many times, means that we hear something and then we have to see that it's pointed at in the scriptures. Now, the Jews require the sign in order to justify or in order to see if there's two or three witnesses. Do you understand that concept? So, and now let's with that in mind, let's go to Isaiah first. Isaiah 13. Verse 9. Behold, the day of the Lord cometh, cruel, both with wrath and fierce anger, to lay the land desolate, and he shall destroy the sinners thereof out of it. For the stars of heaven and the constellations thereof shall not give their light. Now, the stars, in my opinion, i.e. that incredible beauty of the constellations, the signs of the zodiac, revealing everything about Jesus Christ and Christ in you, and the cross and everything else, and the enemy and what to expect and the sufferings. That was the meaning. That's He said he created the stars and the firmament, the lights in the firmament, to give light as a sign. Well, here it says about his people that the stars are going to stop giving their light. So the stars are no longer and the same as for us. The stars have stopped giving their light. Is that communicated? Let's go to the same thing, it's all over in Psalms, but let's go to Ezekiel 32.
Oh, yeah. They don't give their light, meaning they don't reveal
Christ.
They don't reveal Christ. But why is that? I missed the prayer.
Oh, predicate is just because they've gone their own way. They've gone left to their own ideas.
Yeah. And with from that position, you don't get revelation.
Right.
God doesn't, can't reveal himself.
I'm telling a story myself, because when I first, you know, for my whole life, I've thought the zodiac was idiotic and astrology was just for fools. And so when I started to see from these ancient, you know, there's all kinds of reference to it, the ancient documents, man, this isn't right. I'm not going to give any breath to those stupid stars. But then the more I looked into it, the more that just departed, until I saw the fullness of the mystery of Christ in the signs of the zodiac. And there are the 12 signs, and there are 3 decans each. I mean, it blew my mind. And the resistance to it, when I started talking about it 10 or 15 years ago, was as much as you're the Antichrist, much resistance as the Antichrist from the people here. Yeah, because that is the zeitgeist of the world system.
Yeah.
And so
let's interpret how your life's going by the stars. So.
Yeah, well, that's not what it means.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway, let's go to Ezekiel that said that. 32. Well, again, and start in verse 6. I will also water with thy blood the land wherein thou swimmest, even to the mountains, and the rivers shall be full of thee. And when I shall put thee out, I will cover the heaven and make the stars thereof dark. I will cover the sun with a cloud, and the moon shall not give her light. The bright stars of heaven will be made dark, will I make dark over thee, and set darkness upon the land. I've said this many times, but I truly believe that we are in this greatest state of spiritual darkness in the history of man today. And the stars and the sun and the moon and all their meanings to us with regard to Jesus Christ have all been stop giving their light. And it's, you know, I know I sound like a nut half the time because it's so crazy.
Not half the time.
90%?
Yeah.
Thanks. I always need a friend. But that's what I'm asking you. Don't believe anything I say. But if it sparks something in you, either positive or negative, then take it to the end. Search the scriptures daily to see whether these things be true. There's nothing more important than this in your life. I want you to prove me wrong. If I'm wrong, I want to know it.
It isn't a question of being right or wrong, Ollie.
Well,
when we have these kinds of conversations, it just reinforces, and please forgive me for this, but I want to talk about it. I can't walk on your path, and I feel sometimes that you're dragging me down your path. You want me to do it like you do it, like you did it. You want me to see the things that you see, where you see them, when you see them. I can't do that. I feel as though I'm on my path, hopefully with God's hand on my shoulder, I strongly suspect and believe with everything in me that we're both headed in the same direction. We're going to the same place, that we'll both get there. But I can't do it on your path. I have to do it on my own.
Well, all I'm saying to you, I'm not trying to get you to follow anything I do or say. I'm trying to get you to use the only thing we have as your the verification of your path, the scriptures.
And I appreciate that. And
that's all I'm trying to do.
Well, I appreciate that, and there are many things that I'm teasing you earlier, 90%.
There is only one path. That's what it says. He is the Hodos. He is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. There's only one way, one path. There's not a different path for each of us. The path is Jesus Christ. And if it's anything else, and the path may move in terms of what people do in the world differently, but the path is Jesus Christ. That's what that word Hodos means. I am the way, the truth, and the life. The way is the path. I am the way, the truth, and the life. He's not going to show you the way. He's not going to give you light. He's not going to tell you the truth. He is the way. He is the truth. And he is the life. I believed all my life, even when I was an atheist, that each one of us were a different path. And I was trying to find the path that suited me.
No, I don't
agree. Listen.
Don't talk to me about the path that suits me, because believe me, if I had choose my path, I wouldn't be on the one I'm on.
Well, I'll tell you, how many times have I told you? This thing of my life and this results of my preaching, it's my worst nightmare after my mind. So I'm telling you, you cannot believe that you have a separate path. That is delusion. That's self-justification. That's self-realization in the name of God. And I promise you, there is no black or there's no gray in there. No, it's not. Again, the path, the way, the Hodos is Jesus Christ. It's Jesus Christ in you, in Carol, in Pete, in Sue, in what's his name? Gary, Jeff, all of us. That path, the only way that path is manifested is your death, your complete repentance, your emptiness. That's why the preaching of the cross is the power of God. It's critical that you see this. You're not on a different path. Because that path is one path, is Jesus Christ.
I understand.
All right.
And I think we're playing with words a little bit.
Well, I'm not playing with words.
Well, yes, you are. Yes, you are. The way I understand it, you are.
Then we are way, way out of. You don't believe that Jesus Christ is the way.
I didn't say that. Don't do that.
Well, I'm saying to you, you told me that you are on a different path than I am.
I said I'm going there a different way.
Okay, the same way. The way, if it's different.
I said we're going to the same place.
I hope.
I said that the things that you have to go through to get there are different than the things that I have to go through.
I totally agree.
Well, then why are we arguing about paths?
Because you said you had a different path.
Path bullshit. I don't care what a path is. And talking about.
I care.
Well, then I can't have the conversation with you because you're not allowing me to.
Look, what does path mean?
I don't know, but you understand that. You understand what I'm trying to do.
No, I don't. I try.
Can anyone understand this with me?
Yeah.
Well, I know you want the mind. That's all the mind can understand is that we are on a different path.
I don't stop the path stuff. I don't want to talk about paths anymore. We're headed. We have the same goal. We have the same destination. We're being called by God.
Only if it's not.
But I resent the fact that, listen, not only can I not go on your path, not only can I not go your way, but I think it would be hypocritical of me to do it so that I follow you and I can say, oh, I did it.
There's
I did
nothing.
It. I did
there's
exactly
the
what
last,
they told me to do, and I did it.
Listen.
It's worthless to me.
And it's the last thing in the universe that I would ever preach.
But that's what it sounds like. That's
well, that, don't tell me that. The only thing I'm saying to you is that you cannot use this thing to have any understanding of the manifestation of Christ in you.
I totally agree with you.
Okay.
I'm with you on that. That's not my point. That's another subject.
All right. But there is one way.
One
yeah.
Way.
Now, him in you is different than him in me. Because he's molding each one of us into the bride of Christ. And there are many, many selves. But again, please, listen to me. When you have an opinion that disagrees with mine, can you please, please, please search the scriptures to see that these things be true? You cannot use your mind to say whether they're true.
Are you judging me now?
I'm not judging you. I'm asking you. I'm begging. I'm pleading with you.
That's what I come here for every day. That's why I'm down here every morning.
Well, all I'm saying is, if there's something that you disagree with, I'm pleading with you to search the scriptures to see if these things be true.
Well,
that's what I'm pleading with each one of you. I don't give a rat's ass what your opinion is. And you shouldn't give a rat's ass what my opinion is. But I care that you search the scriptures to see whether these things be true. If you don't agree and say nothing, you're an abject idiot. Not only an idiot, you're a fool.
Is this coming to me?
No, it's coming to everyone. This is what, I mean, the last thing in the universe that I would want for any of you is to have the path that I've had.
I can't.
I didn't ask you to, never want you to.
I couldn't if I wanted to.
That's true.
Nor could you do mine.
I agree. No question. I've never even indicated. Where in God's name have I ever said you had to do what I do? The only thing I've said that you had to do what I do is the same thing Paul said. And we're going to look at that real quickly.
Do you know what he's talking about?
Of course.
Well, you sure don't sound like it. You're answering a question he didn't ask.
Because the words are highly
worded. You took a word he used and then made a sermon out of it and never addressed what he's talking about.
That's all I've addressed. The only thing I've ever asked you to follow of anything in me is the faith. There's nothing else. If you see where I'm not living by faith, I would expect you to exhort me. And if you see one of the brethren not living by faith, that's when an exhortation is needed.
Well, I would exhort you to be a little slower to quicker to hear and slower to speak.
That's right.
And I don't think that's what took place here.
Well, again, what I'm concerned about, not just here, I'm concerned about there are a jillion people that listen, whoever may listen.
Well, forget that.
No, I'm not, because that's why this is so necessary.
But it causes an error here.
Then the error must be corrected.
We're trying to.
Okay.
But you have to listen.
I'm listening.
Then he tried to express something. You took something he said and made a huge deal out of it and never, in my opinion, addressed his position, what he's trying to say.
Well, tell me then. Tell me why I didn't, what he did.
I just told you. I don't know what he's trying to say. You wouldn't let him say it. And you can't understand that. You do the same thing when I try and talk with you.
Here's the issue.
So don't justify it.
Okay, here's the issue. He said, them in a different way?
Patro.
Whatever the word was, pat.
You never heard it. You only picked it up on your own track and made a sermon against him. That is not what was going on. And you can't even hear me telling you.
I know that's what he said. But I, again...
Well, there's a lot of witnesses over here that are saying different.
Wait a minute now.
You don't have to be included.
No.
Well, Gary, I understand. I do agree partly with what you said.
Yeah.
But, you know...
Well, do you agree?
We're working this thing out.
Huh? Yeah, let's work it out.
Well, he did say pat. He said,
he
I want a different pat.
Is that what he meant? Did he
well,
mean
that's
the same
what
thing
we're
that Ole's jumping about?
That's what we're working it out.
Okay, but he didn't mean what Ole was jumping about.
Well, I don't know.
And you agree or don't agree?
Well, but listen, this is what concerned me. When you start saying, I'm on a different path than you are a different path than Bob. And that is huge.
How?
There's a different manifestation of working out Christ's life in you, but it's never a different path.
But
it's a different manifestation of that path, how it manifests in each of us.
But how we work it out and how it manifests. Not only through scripture,
yes,
but through our past life experiences. So I understand perfectly what he was saying.
All I'm saying is.
But again.
All I'm saying, listen, let me just.
No, let me finish. Let me finish. All I'm saying is, again, we work it out through not only our past life experiences and scripture, but we have to work it out for ourselves. And how at the end we get to the cross will not be the same way that you got there. It will not be the same experiences. It will be a lot of things. And that's all he was saying.
Sue and Gary and John and whoever. The thing that I was trying to emphasize is what we started with when I first talked. The only time the people in the Bible were commended is when they searched the scriptures, whether these things were true. There is no other basis that we have that we can judge as truth or correctness unless we use something, this Bible.
How do you find the things that you know that you know that you know? Where does that come from?
Well, it comes from not believing that what I knew that I knew that I knew.
I said, oh, sorry, excuse me.
Wait, please wait.
Okay. What exactly?
It came from whenever there was a question, whenever something didn't click,
you
I stopped everything.
You know that you know that you know. How do you know that you know that?
Because
you
know? I know that I know that I know beyond a shadow of a doubt, being revealed and tested 1,000,000 times in the last 40 years,
mm-hmm.
that Jesus Christ is in me.
Mm-hmm.
He is my life. O Jesus Christ, thou Son of God, my own eternal self, live thou thy life in me. Do thou thy will in me. Be thou made flesh in me. I have no self but thee. I have no will but thine. O Jesus Christ, thou Son of God. All I'm asking and begging you is not to believe what your mind says. Search the scriptures to see whether you think is true. I went through this. It took me 12 years to go through this because of 1,000,000 doubts and things I said, no, that can't be true. Now, I don't expect everybody to do that. But I expect you to do it when there's something in your mind that says something is wrong. That's what the whole world believes, that every one of us on a different path, and at the end there's God. That's
stop that.
I'm not saying
stop that, please.
Listen. I'm telling you, for the purposes of the people that are listening, that that's what the vast majority of people believe. That they live their life, do the best they can, and at the end they'll find God. And this Bible, from beginning to end, is a denial of that lie from Beelzebub. may not have heard it right, I may have said it wrongly, but that's what I meant. He is the way, the truth, and the life. The only manifestation anyone should follow in me is faith. And if you see where I don't have faith, I expect you to exhort me. That's why we're together. Can everyone say amen to that? The only thing that Paul asked anyone to follow about him was his faith. That's the bottom line for everything.
I think that's what hopefully people will see in us. But the faith he follows Jesus Christ, that's the faith.
Amen. The faith of. And that's what Paul was talking about. The faith of.
I believe that. And that can't be described.
It certainly can. It's described in great detail in the Bible.
So you know what the faith of Christ is.
You know what it isn't. You know when you return to Babylon. You know in all the things that we can go through if we have time, day after day after day. Well, that's what we do every morning. But it's easy to see someone that isn't in faith. Because faith is a verb, not a noun. And that's what this whole Bible is about. The exhortation to not to live by faith, not by your own understanding.
Yeah, there's no disagreement.
Well, then
why would you even think there's disagreement?
It says, Jesus said, Matthew 18, except you be converted and become as this little child, you can in no wise enter the kingdom of God. He said, abandon yourself, pick up your cross, die. The only way that I know to talk about that, because all that is the cross. The only way I know to talk about that is the way I talk about it. I've never written a sermon. I've never sat down and decided what I'm going to talk about next, except to follow in the scripture, and then we always go on rants or somewhere or another. But this is all I know to do. I believe you can see when someone's not in faith. And if you're in a community of believers, you're letting that person that you see is not of faith die. Not die, but die be outside the camp. That's why you must have the zeal of Christ, each one of us, so that you care what another person is doing. That your brethren are more important to you than your own life. get lost one blade of grass at a time. And pretty soon, you got a bunch of people just living like Gentiles. Discipleship costs you everything. And if you don't believe that, that's fine. But I think that's why you're here. You'd be a fool to be here if you were here for some other reason. And believe it or not, this is what Bible study should be, what we had this morning. It's not, Bible study isn't a nice, I mean, just remember the early years. Well, as Bloom calls, the fist fighting.